Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
It goes back to the transition that they normally have as a province. She spoke about that it's one of the schools that she recently visited some few years back, and the performance has since dropped down low. So to clarify to the listeners is that she's not visiting one of the schools that the incident happened, but it's one of the schools that are of concern based on their location and some of the previous tensions that might have happened. And then she speaks about the area itself, I mean the drop-in performance and all that. But then she did touch on the things that happens. I mean, she makes an example of a Yizo situation, which of people to remember an SABC 1 drama back in the years, I think around early 2000 or 1999, where there used to be a school violence, lots of school violence in that drama. She's saying that it's not something that they want to see in their school, so they are trying to address. We will be speaking to the Department of Education as well in Gauteng, I think an hour from now, where they'll be talking about their interventions and their plans. I mean, they are also issues around sending psychologists, I mean, to the affected schools and things around that. So we're likely to give more update and shed some light in their plans going forward as well.
Did she mention maybe where this level of violence is stemming from?
She did not, but you remember that it's not something that it just erupted now today. I mean, we've had situations where one of the grandson of one of the famous Limpopo musicians, Dr. Thomas Chauke, was stabbed to death, I mean, some few years ago. So these are things that are there, and you'll hear of, in some cases, there'll be maybe one or two students taking guns to school to threaten teachers. Some even got shot. We go back to an incident in Tembisa where a school teacher was killed, I think over a year ago, by a student as well, I mean, a learner as well. So these are some of the cases that are going, I mean, have been happening. It's not just like a boom incident that just happened at once. So those are some of the things that we need to highlight as well. But she did not dwell much on that. But we will push that much into the department to look at, let's look back how many cases, I mean, that have been there. There are way too many that we can talk about. Just for the interest of time, we can't even be talking about anything, but there are too many cases that I'll post such questions to the department as well.
What was, you know, the sentiment coming through from learners, teachers, or even parents about this violence?
We are moving and talking to parents as well. I mean, I've managed to speak to one or two, but not necessarily at the school, but in terms of their concerns, and they are raising concerns. I mean, serious concerns over the level. Some say they are afraid that you never know that your child is coming back home. I mean, speaking about incidents of bullying as well, and then violence that has to knives and guns and all that. Those are some of the concerns that have been raised so far.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.